A Jewish Journal article. The band visits Israel Philharmonic set for a historic performance in Turkey. The Israel Philharmonic Orchestra is coming to Istanbul for its first ever performance on Turkish soil. As the Turkish organizers of this event note, this is one of the most important orchestras in the world, whose tickets sell out months in advance. The concert is set to take place on October 26, 2023. Ulker Sports and Event Hall, one of the significant indoor arenas in Istanbul, will be the site of this historic concert. Though there have been limited calls to boycott the event on Turkish social media, the mere hosting of the event at this prestigious venue marks a significant turning point in Turco-Israeli cultural diplomacy. The prestigious venue has hosted other performers, including Leonard Cohen, Demi Lovato, and Jennifer Lopez, and can seat 13,000 people. The concert will be led by conductor Lahav Shani, who is known for his fascinating music and virtuoso performances, and will add unforgettable color to Istanbul's cultural life, according to the event's organizers. Shani was praised in particular for his fascinating music and virtuoso performances. This concert will add an unforgettable color to Istanbul's cultural life, in the event's official website. The trip comes during a period of blossoming ties between Tel Aviv and Ankara. This summer, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited Turkey. This is the first such visit between the two countries since Ehud Olmert visited Turkey in 2008. The two countries resumed full ties in the summer of 2022. Later that year, Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan met at the United Nations General Assembly in New York, the first bilateral meeting between the two heads of state in some 13 years. A convoy of vessels run by a Turkish NGO attempted to reach Gaza in 2010. Israeli forces, concerned about a security threat, stormed the vessels. The action saw violent clashes and some 10 Turkish citizens who fought against the boarding Israeli forces were killed. Subsequently, Israel paid $20 million in damages to Turkish citizens. This led to a modest improvement of ties until President Donald Trump's decision to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. Both countries, in turn, removed their ambassadors in the resulting diplomatic flap. In this context, the Philharmonic visit marks the start of a new era. The revitalized diplomatic ties between Israel and Turkey have led to enhanced collaboration across various sectors, including trade, culture, tourism, and sports, said Gökhan Sinkura, the CEO of the Ankara Center for Global Politics and a Turkish expert on Israeli affairs. Within this framework, the performance by the Israeli Philharmonic Orchestra in Turkey serves as a noteworthy example. Lahav Shani also led a historic performance in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates in December of last year, the third night of Hanukkah. That concert at Emirates Palace included performances of Mahler's Symphony No. 1 and Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 23. It was the first performance of the orchestra in an Arab-majority country in many years. Shani had his first ever appearance with the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra in 2007 as a guest pianist. Shani won first prize at the 2013 International Gustav Mahler Conducting Competition. He currently lives in Berlin. Bronislaw Huberman and Arturo Toscanini founded the Philharmonic in 1936. The Tel Aviv-based Philharmonic has included Beethoven, Brahms, Mahler, and many others in its repertoire. Contemporary Israeli composers such as Avner Dorman are also often featured. The orchestra has an active society of boosters within the United States and last toured the country in 2022.